There we go.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Hello, Gia.
Hello. Very professional opening.
Yeah. Yeah. Always. Always. We every time we raise the standard just a little bit more, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're coming on a little early. So we've only got what is
two episodes, so right? Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you'd think just having the two episodes, I could remember stuff, but I just don't.
I know. And we're here early because Gia will be traveling to Memphis tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'll be on the road. So we didn't want to deprive you of all this incredible, insightful material we bring you twice a week. So
yeah, plus a little of our baggage. And then also we may not be on next Monday. We might be on Tuesday instead, but we'll see. We'll try to stick pretty close to the schedule if we can.
Your suggestion to gather my siblings and cousins and everybody into the hotel room and watch General Hospital all together is a good one.
Thanks. Thank you. Try it.
But I may be deprived of my viewing time for a few days. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
we'll catch up though. But anyway, So we appreciate everybody being so flexible.
Yes, we do. And, we sure do. Yeah.
And let's talk about the last couple episodes. All I know is I think we ended on wondering why we cared where Anna was going to live, and now we know where Anna is going to live.
And I noticed sort of the darkness of the apartment, but I think I was sort of only paying some attention. Is it a significant place or is it just some apartment?
Oh, you missed it. It's Sasha and Brando's old apartment.
Oh, okay. I didn't even notice that. Huh.
Wowza. Losing it, huh? Time for a little Nariva break. Yeah, you don't remember. I remember because they had that distinct wallpaper that I really like.
Okay.
Sure, some people don't like it, but it has like leopards and it's all on a dark blue field. And
okay. Yeah. Did they show the kitchen at all? Because that's sort of what I can picture in my mind.
The kitchen is sort of behind. Yeah, they weren't really showing the kitchen too much in today's shots.
Okay. Anyway, so that's not that interesting, I guess, is it?
I guess not, but I have to confess, and I know this is an annoying feature of me, but I was very distracted by light features throughout the episode today.
Light features?
Light, I guess I should say fixtures.
Fixtures, yeah. Okay. All right, throughout the episode.
Yeah, we had a lot of that, do you call it burnished gold? Or brushed gold.
Okay.
So we had these sort of dome lights in Finn's office that I like a lot. Like a brushed gold finished. And then in Sasha's old apartment, we had some very like 70s looking like spiky, like a star light fixture hanging from the ceiling and some cool sconces also with that burnished gold.
Okay.
And somewhere else. Where else were we? But anyway, I feel like maybe they got like a sponsorship from TJ Maxx or something.
Yeah. I think that is how it works. They get these lots at a discount from wherever.
Yeah, and it made me wonder about, like, I tend to go towards silver things, you know?
Yeah, me too. I love a polished nickel. That's my favorite finish right now.
Polished nickel? Okay, I like the sound of that. That'd be a good album name. Polished nickel. But that had me rethinking that sort of, that dull gold. It's quite warm.
Listen to you. We sound like we do stuff with this. Like we've got a whole other world full of touches.
My tendencies are to like go to the whatever the bright shiny things in the picture. But anyway, like why that's important that she get that apartment, I don't know. But I guess it's just they made that set. And so they're going to use it.
Yeah, so they're going to use it, damn it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay.
So that's what I'm going to open with. What do that's, you got?
Oh, okay. Do you have anything else or is that it for you tonight?
I'm out. No, I'd like to discuss the scene with Laura and Heather.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, let's go there then. That sounds like a good idea.
I have... Oh, and the other scene I want to discuss before I forget. Willow and Drew.
Ugh. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
yep. Yeah, so anyway, Laura and Heather. Mm-hmm. Laura conveys sympathy so well. She just...
So well. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
sympathy
she's...
and also doubt and... like inner conflict.
Yeah.
And she's doing
yeah.
it all with just these sort of grommety eyebrow movements. I don't know.
Grommety, awesome. Grommety eyebrow movements? Like yeah. Wallace and Grommety? Or...
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
What other kind of grommety eyebrow movements?
I didn't realize that had become part of the, you know, the language
lexicon of our, yeah.
yeah. of our generation, grommety. I like that, Gia. That's wonderful. Yeah,
well, because that dog, he never spoke. He just did it all mm-hmm.
yeah.
with the eyebrow movements.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, and
anyway,
I agree. Yeah.
I'm so concerned that we're all, that Laura mm-hmm. and us viewers are all being snookered
yeah.
by Heather. I'm very worried yeah. about it. In the same way we were worried about Esme the whole time. Like, is it a new Esme? Or
right,
are we being
right. yeah.
duped here? And we're going to be so hurt.
Oh, so hurt. Yeah. I agree with everything you have said.
Excellent.
Keep it up. We should end there.
Yeah.
Before the notifications start setting yeah. my phone on fire.
Oh, right. Yeah. Before the little bells start dinging. Yeah.
Yep. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, I was relieved when Laura was having dinner, or was it lunch, with Kevin. And,
yep.
she, you know, he knew she was distracted. And so she started to talk about it. And she's like, yes, you can see why I'm distracted. I have sympathy for a serial killer or something like right. that, whatever it was she said. And I was kind of yep. relieved that she hadn't completely lost track of that. But
yeah, because I think their opinion, their combined opinion of like, let's give her a second chance is not going to be a popular one.
No, I think he's a bit more reserved, would you say, in his judgment? Or I don't think he's as snowed, maybe.
That. I think he's because he's a doctor and he's mm-hmm. up on the medical aspects of it, he's totally on board with the idea of this, what is it called?
Metallosis?
Metallosis, yeah. Metallosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like he's totally on board with that explanation.
Yeah. Yeah, but he should, in the like, back of his mind somewhere, realize he was duped by Ryan, and he's got to be more careful, right?
He should be feeling that, but I don't. I think you're feeling that, but I don't know
okay.
if I see that in his eyebrows yet.
Okay, okay. Uh-huh.
I'm just worried that those two, as a couple, they're combined, their ability to empathize is
mm-hmm. yeah
is incredible, like
second
I don't know.
To none. Yeah,
second mm-hmm. to none. They're the best, like Tina Turner would say. Simply the best.
Yeah. They are a solid
couple. I just think
couple.
they're not like naive people or anything, but they
right.
really like sort of like Christianity should be, like they really mm-hmm. allow for grace or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
They'll really let people be the best version of themselves that they can be. They'll allow for that possibility.
Yeah. Regardless of what came before. It
yeah.
seems like. Mm-hmm.
And I admire that so much. I wish I could be that way, but damn it, I just don't trust anybody. And I believe the worst, and I think they
yeah.
all have the worst motivation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did want to ask you, since you're a long, long, long time viewer, you know, being older, I was
slick.
Uh-huh. I was wondering, Laura mentioned sort of, well, or Heather actually mentioned her history pre having had the hip replacement, mm-hmm. and kind of pointed out like, hey, I didn't have a super great track record.
Yeah.
You know, before, and that wasn't, I couldn't lay it off on this cobalt mm-hmm. thing.
Right.
But so do you have memories of that character? Like, what was she like early on? Was she always all kind of my breakaway?
Yeah. As far as I can recall, she was always sort of, you know, a loose cannon and a nut job, capable of anything. Yeah. I would have, I never remember. And of course, but we know my memories.
She wasn't a murderer back then, though, right? She didn't murder yet.
I don't know when did she first murder. I'm not sure, but it always seemed like she was someone you wouldn't want to turn your back on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think
but more more along the lines of conniving and scheming and that kind of stuff.
I guess, but yeah, that could always go terribly wrong too, you know. So,
but more on par with like an early Carly behavior or that, you know what I mean?
I'm going to say less like more unpredictable, wilder. Okay. Yeah. So, maybe like Nina, when Nina first rolled into town, you know, that
a little more unhinged then.
Yes. Yes. Good word. Yes. Uh-huh.
So we shouldn't necessarily place all our faith in this whole cobalt poisoning idea.
Right. Yeah.
I just hate the thought that we're all being given a snow job here and that she'll get some sort of leave and, you know, steal mm-hmm. Ace and take off.
I know that would be awful, wouldn't it? Have we ruled out the possibility of Esme ever coming back?
I don't know. I go by the headlines. Like, I think we know that Spencer is gone because he's announced that he's not returning.
Yeah, and that really just means that actor, right? It doesn't necessarily mean they won't have another Spencer at some point if they want to.
That's true.
So I don't know. I mean, because it seems like, you know, let's say Heather was deep into her, like her next evil plot, and then Esme waltzes back into town, and suddenly, you know, she's like, "Oh shit, why did I blow it all?" You know, because now Esme's back, and I'm gonna be back in the clink. You know, if they catch her again, you know,
that would be a good, interesting plot line. I'd love it if they bring Esme back.
Yeah.
She was becoming one of their more really, really interesting characters.
And I liked, like, between Heather and Laura when they were having their discussion in prison, I liked when Heather said you got to see Esme at her best and her worst. You know, it seemed like she was really sort of being thoughtful and philosophical and stuff. So if she is conning her, she's doing a very good job.
Yeah. And it may just be that the show realizes that they've got like absolute gold in this actor.
Yeah.
They want to keep her on as it's so mm-hmm. one dimensional to just be a murdering nut job. And so
it is. Yeah. Yeah.
So if they can redeem her somewhat and bring mm-hmm. her on, mm-hmm. give her some more facets to her personality. So I'm on board with it. She's fantastic. I did think it was kind of funny. Like initially her hair seemed super fly away and wild, and mm-hmm. then like later in the scene it seemed more smoothed out, and I thought that obviously they did that in two separate segments.
Uh-huh.
She probably went and got a little leave-in conditioner or something.
Probably. Well, and also, do you think like when you're, and I think we had this question also with Esme, If you're behaving more like sort of acceptably, you know, if you're fitting in to society and things are starting to go your way, is it possible or is there a temptation to continue to try to like just like behave because pretty much you are getting what you want?
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, sort of fake it till you make it. Like, you're getting positively reinforced. So,
yeah, like so
you're kind of retraining your brain to
do yeah.
To do what society wants you to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so if Laura and Kevin did manage to get Heather out of prison, you know, and she was able to see Ace, it seems like, is it possible? Would she have enough self-control to like keep it together? Because basically she's getting what she wanted, you know? Or is she going to have to like tear Ace away from his family?
It's a TV show. It's a TV show. So, you know, something will set her off. Like, we'll think she's doing well, and then something will cause her to revert to old
like ways. Laura will try to like, you know, discipline Ace or something, you know, and she'll snap and stab Laura and run away with Ace.
Yeah.
With a hook. Yeah. And that when she mentioned the hook and all of that too, it made me think about Brit and stuff, you know, and I thought, oh yeah, that was such a big loss, Brit, you know.
And, yeah. Brando.
Yeah. So these were really good people that she killed. So.
Yeah. That well, and even if they weren't good people, it's still
illegal.
Yeah. Still frowned upon. You know.
Oh, all right.
I mean, maybe I've been watching too much L.A. Law, you know, so.
Yeah, you're no fun when you're like this.
I know. But anyway, I thought that was a great scene. That was one of my favorites in the last couple days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I like it when there's two people and they really sort of get into something, you know, like with some substance that's
interesting. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Conversely,
yeah,
Willow and Drew at the bar, at the Metro Court bar.
Yeah, yeah.
What the actual fuck with the hero shit again? I just.
I think they must know that drives us crazy.
Is that why they do it?
just to get back at us.
I'm like, if there were anybody like at home, I'm almost screaming at the screen, like, not a hero, you know, not responsible for, or not, I guess I should clarify, not solely responsible for saving her life.
I'd say
if you had to pin the responsible for saving Willow's life on one person, you had to whittle it down to one, it would be Lethal.
It would be
Lethal, you know?
Yeah. And I would even say, like, Trina for being, you know, sort of having the, like, wherewithal to, like, live through whatever fear she must have felt being on that ship, you know, and
managing. Yeah, it was such a group effort.
Yeah, Drew was almost, like, Bruce? Just along for the ride, you know?
Yeah, like, he's just along for, like, as dumb muscle, you know?
Yeah, just a dick.
Like a bouncer.
Yeah.
No offense if we have a lot of bouncer fans out there. But.
I bet we do. Hi, bouncers.
Hi, bouncers. Anyway, it was driving me insane.
Yeah, why I could hear Willow you screaming.
Why is Willow so in love with him? She, like, worships him.
I know, she was, like, all over him, wasn't she?
Yeah, they were, like, all over her. And did you think about what I said about them having a little affair?
Yeah, yeah.
There's something skeegy and squeegee and sketchy going on there.
Yeah, and I could almost see, like, we still don't really know how deeply fucked up Drew is. Because he did seem like when everybody was sort of worried about the PTSD and stuff, you know, and he was a little erratic. But then that sort of went away, right? Like, whatever concern people had seemed to faded.
He seemed to fade. Yeah, like, yeah, that's true. They did. They just sort of dropped that. Maybe that was a transition between the old and the new writers.
Maybe. But maybe he decided to, like, try to tamp it down, you know, and maybe he is still sort of percolating And I could see him like sleeping with Willow just to like really bum Nina out.
You know? Oh man, that would be like, so evil, wouldn't it?
You know, I mean, and Carly would also be super bummed out. I mean, who wouldn't be bummed out in that town? Everyone, you know.
Michael, can you imagine Michael?
I don't know what he would do. Poor Michael.
Yeah.
You know. Who knows?
Yeah, Drew may be secretly just, you know, on the sly enjoying his own little dark side.
Like, getting probably when he's alone, he just is walking around in his Speedo with his whistle around his neck. Right?
That is quite an image.
You're welcome.
But, you know, Willow she didn't really have a father figure, right, in her life?
Right, she's
Did Harmony have a husband? Oh, there was a father, wasn't there?
She did have a dad who was sacrificed because of Harmony's decisions or something? Wasn't he killed or
like
something?
Like literally in a sacrifice? Yeah.
Not like a literal sacrifice, but it seemed like he was like killed.
A Cortez kind of killer kind of a like.
Oh, I don't remember, but it seemed like there was something tragic about her father.
So maybe somebody could come on and fill, you know, our whole thing could just be like, could any of you listeners just come on and straighten us out about some particular detail?
Oh man, if we open that.
I know it would be in trouble, but they're probably, anybody who's listening, the 5 or 6 people that listen, you know, they're probably like, God, these two are so stupid and they don't remember anything. But no, you're right. I think there was a father. But I was just thinking, like, anyway, maybe her little kind of hero worshipy crush on Drew has to do with not having grown up with a father, really. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
Right, right. Well, yeah. And God, it is gross. It's hard to watch.
But their whole conversation at the bar, I was just like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was yucky. I found it yucky.
It was just
like the reverse of a pants feeling, you know. It's like a throw up feeling, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's really actually reverse of pants feeling. I maybe take that back.
Okay.
Well, because it's not really an exact parallel, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I guess I do. Yeah, although pants feeling, you would hope that nobody would be throwing up if they have a pants feeling.
Right, if you had a pants feeling. Yeah, yeah, that would be an unfortunate like reaction. Yeah.
Yes, yes, it would be hard not to take it personally. I think if you were the other person,
yeah, you'd have to get some psychiatric help if that was going on.
This is all valuable stuff. This is one for the time capsule.
So I've been dominating the conversation here. What do you want to talk about? Pertaining to General Hospital.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for narrowing it down, because I did have some things I wanted to work through, but let's try to stay focused. Okay. Well, I don't know that I want to talk about these things, but we had both Jason and Jagger, and then Jason and Anna, and then we had Carly and Brennan. This whole fucking Pikeman thing.
We're going to talk about Pikeman. I'm like, do we have to?
I know. It's another thing where, like, it's a word that just means, like, oh, God, we're going to have to try to follow this thread again.
This thread.
Yeah. And I don't know how comfortable I was when Jason told Anna everything that was being, you know, held over his head. You know, I in that moment, I wasn't sure I trusted Anna. Yeah, it didn't, like she said, couldn't her lawyer have gotten around to that, you know? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that it felt thin to me. Yeah, and I don't trust Anna at all. I mean, look how she turned on Sonny for
yeah, just
on a dime, like a freaking quarter horse, you know. And
yeah,
just for exactly no reason. Yeah.
Yeah, Anna seems kind of unmoored, right? Like she doesn't have her old, I don't know, code or relationship.
Will center her, I'm sure.
Yeah, she'll turn into like Sasha. That would be nice.
That would be nice. The world needs more Sashas.
Yeah, and then she'll start like wearing overalls. I wish you turned into a Sasha. Ouch.
I'm just
people.
Kidding.
People.
I'm just kidding. But Sasha, isn't Sasha sweet? She's so sweet,
she's lovely,
and beautiful, and yeah,
yeah,
she's,
yeah.
She had the one indiscretion in her life where she was lured by Valentine into
right
pretending to be Mina's daughter all those years ago, mm-hmm. And that's the only like dark thing she's done, and that was like justified, wasn't it, for money for some good cause?
Yeah, for was it for her grandmother or something? Yeah, it seems
yeah,
like
yeah, like money for granny. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It was yeah
totally legit.
Yep, and she yeah she seems sort of smart, not like not naive, but she doesn't have an axe to grind or anything, you know?
Right. Yeah, she's which very like nice, open hearted with the world, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's yeah good people. She's just good
she
people
is. She is, yeah.
Whereas you and I are like more dark and twisted and fucked up like Nina's and Ava's, you know. We're like
yeah. Without the nice legs and the pencil skirts. Yeah,
without the classy like ability to hold a martini that way.
Yep, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I wouldn't trust Anna either. I wondered about that because I was like, yeah, she's, it was interesting. We had a little conversation between Anna and Felicia that was kind of interesting.
Yes. Yes. And I liked Felicia's, the patterns on her blouse.
I'm so glad colorful you brought that up. I love that blouse. And I thought, can I order that and have that for my weekend? Can I get that?
That would be like a good sort of like, yeah.
Yeah. FedEx to me overnight. Cause that's just that's the sort of casual wear I'm lacking. But I don't, I would look like just a fat old bohemian leftover in something like that. But it looked beautiful on Felicia. I love the colors.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Felicia looked lovely. And I thought, I kind of hoped that there would be a bit more of a wariness when Anna was talking about how she missed Valentine and Felicia was sort of willing to accept that, you know. I mean, yeah, I guess she's a good enough friend.
Back against it a little bit.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. I don't. I mean, I kind of was hoping that Anna would have let her in on some of the stuff that's going on.
Why she was.
Yeah.
Gonna do the dinner. Yeah, but I liked. I thought it was nice writing when Felicia said something about. They were talking about how they see each other for who
yeah,
they really are.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Valentine sees her for everything she is and
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And loves wants, her, yeah.
And loves her and mm-hmm. and Anna sees Valentine for everything he is, but she does, she, I don't know, mm-hmm. I can't remember how she said it.
Yeah.
Not that she
yeah.
dislikes him, but she doesn't trust him or doesn't,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Doesn't want mm-hmm. to know more. Anyway, it was mm-hmm. good writing. I didn't write yeah. it, and therefore I can't really remember it. But but I remember yeah, when I listened to it, I thought, well, that's kind of smart. That's some sort yeah. of smart dialogue there. And I mm-hmm. meant to say the other day, we had an awesome line, and I forgot to mention the kale line.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Christina and the something about the 10
washed by nuns. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking okay. that I was playing with that in my head, too.
Yeah, that was some snappy yeah. dialogue there. We want more of that. More
yeah.
of that.
And I was wondering, would that be enough for you to eat kale if it was washed by a bunch of nuns?
For me personally or just yeah. for people in general?
For you personally, would you eat kale? Anyway, or would it take something like that?
I would eat
like
kale
that?
Anywhere. Like I used to really enjoy kale in a smoothie quite a lot.
Really?
Kale is a problem texturally. You gotta have a kick-ass blender to really pulverize it. But I like it. I like it in soup. Okay. You know, you throw a little kale in there, not a lot, and in a smoothie, and you know, a little bit in a salad. It's just it can be so freaking tough.
Uh huh. Okay. All right.
Where do you stand on the kale? I mean, it seems like kale sort of died away a little bit. Like,
yeah, for a while, I agree. You know, everybody it did have it moment
kale every day. Oh my God, you're walking around and you haven't had any kale today, and you know. You know
can't
what I mean?
Tell you how feel like people were, times people said that to me.
Yeah, like people were outraged if you hadn't had a kale smoothie. You know?
I remember being slapped so hard across the face when I told someone I hadn't eaten any kale that day.
Yeah, serious. It was like a law for a little bit. Like we were all like we could all live so much longer if we were having the kale, and you know it. And yet you refuse.
I don't know what kind of a crowd you're running with. That wasn't happening up here.
Well, for a while we were doing that, what do you call it, farm share thing?
Oh, yeah, you know, those go hand in hand. Yeah, all the hostile kale fanatics.
Hostile vegetable peddlers.
There's so much hatred in those things.
Well, anyway, they were heavy on the kale and those garlic snape things, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what those are?
Yeah, I think I can picture them.
Yeah, they look really cool. Well, I think the Common Ground Fair featured them on their t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
They're architecturally pleasing, but there's not that much you can do with them, you know?
Uh-huh. Right.
Eating-wise. But anyway, it was heavy on that stuff, you know? I'd be like, where the hell are my beefsteak tomatoes? You're like, no, take more kale! You know, I'm like...
Jeez.
Oh...
You
one
should do like a document. I know. One star is throwing their computer out the window.
Yeah.
But you could do a documentary about those like CSAs, the dark side of
CSA,
the...
CSA, that's right, yeah.
You know?
And you felt such guilt, you know, if you like, it's, oh no, it's Tuesday again, and we haven't
you
used
objected to the to the cabbage.
No, we enjoyed it. We probably ate better that summer we did that than any other time in our lives. But
yeah,
because it also costs like $1,000 a week, you know. So damn
so
it,
you
like
have to. Yeah,
it's midnight and you're like shoveling kale down your pie hole.
Having your husband lie still on the bed so you can pound the kale into his mouth.
It was getting a little weird.
I know. I don't know what happened.
Okay, we should probably get back to the actual show now. Okay, here we go. Okay. We're going to take a left turn. I would like you to talk about Sam and Dante.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Episodes.
Thank
you're welcome.
You.
Get it back on the track.
Okay. I'm glad you posed that challenge.
Nice.
Because I did have some problems with it. Well,
I figured you would.
Well, it's interesting, like, because we've talked about like how the writers seem to want to stir things up, and it seems like they also want us to examine things, you know.
Yeah,
for instance,
right,
like the whole like mob, like the romance or whatever that surrounds Sonny and the mob,
yeah.
And how it's like they're taking that away now, you know,
right?
The romance,
they're shining
of
a light
it.
On it. They're like flicking on. It's like the when the lights come on in the bar, you know, and it's closing time, and you're like, oh, Jesus, you know. And
how long did that last? Now we're back.
Sorry. No, but I just meant like what had been romantic and beautiful, and then suddenly there's like nothing but the smell of bleach and really harsh light.
Yeah. Yeah, and stale beer and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and cigarette butts. And you're like, oh, God. And that's what they're doing with the whole mob thing.
Yeah.
Like what had been romance, not in the like pants feeling romance, but.
Right.
Yeah. So I agree. So, okay. So what does that have to do with Sam and Dante?
Thank you.
Indubitably.
Jesus. Well, I was thinking also maybe they're taking away, I guess the previously when Dante was a cop, I guess before he was shot, and you know, we know he's had brushes with death before that, but Sam had never expressed any sort of worry about
Dante's yeah, this came career. Out of the blue.
Yeah, it did seem to come out of the blue, which that was kind of what I objected to, because she's had plenty of like dangerous experiences. She was a con artist. I mean, you know,
crazy living. Dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just seemed kind of strange to me that suddenly she's doing these about faces with everybody, you know, like suddenly right, Jason's too dangerous for Danny to be around. And then I didn't like the whole like tension. What like was she gonna leave Dante because he's still
right?
A cop,
yeah,
you know.
Oh my God! Like yeah,
you know, that all seemed a little screwy. But then I thought maybe they're trying to really sort of like get us to imagine what it's like to live with somebody who's you know working in a dangerous profession or something. You know, and
yeah. I couldn't take it. I mean, I have visions like just anytime like my husband leaves a house, I don't know where it comes from. Just the anxiety. I'm like, you know, be careful. Like that's a nice thing to say with people, you know, like watch your step.
If you use that tone, I guess that's.
But no, it's always my last thought. It's like, oh my God, they're going out into the world, and what's going to happen? You know,
yeah.
And he's just going to you know Walmart or something, like whatever, buy a T-shirt. It's like no big what. But I just, I don't know. I have visions. I have visions of.
You've got an overactive tragedy. Imagination. Well, also, you do have this sense. I have this too. Like. When things are going well, or you know, there hasn't been any,
you're
going
to be upheaval. Struck down.
Yeah, you feel like you shouldn't get too comfortable.
Don't get cocky. That's right. Life's going to come along and teach you some freaking lesson.
It's going to kick you in the teeth.
And that probably causes that to happen. We probably doom ourselves just by.
Yeah.
Maybe. What's wrong with us? I think we need help, really. You know, why do we think that way?
You can hear like our whole audience like nodding their heads like yes. Who had episode 257 in the pool? You know.
Well, I don't know. I think it's an anxiety level thing with me. So I know that I would really, really have trouble with somebody that, like, being married to somebody that was a cop or a prison guard or anything. You know, any high risk, gun toting kind of a job. I'd be like, oh my God, I just
And I mean, she did look like I thought she's done some pretty good acting lately, and I don't feel like I've ever been tempted to say that before. But well, maybe back in the Jason days, but she did seem genuinely sad, you know, thinking about Dante being back in the force and stuff. And I liked when she said, you know, she didn't want to say the wrong thing, or you know, like she knew there was no way to be really honest without saying something that was going to make him feel guilty or you know.
But I'm glad they worked through it, because they seem like such a solid couple, and I was not particularly on board with them at the start of it, you know.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of wasn't feeling it, but now I feel like they're kind of a solid couple. I don't know if they're Laura and Kevin solid, but
right, yeah.
But they seem kind of natural as a couple now.
Yeah.
I do want to examine their headboard a little bit more closely.
Okay.
Like, you have a better TV and probably can see better. Like, is there like a recessed shelf or something behind them on the headboard with like dried flowers and shit or something. Like what is that?
Mm. Oh crap. Gee, I wasn't studying the headboard during that
Were you
scene.
Actually like at work, like doing work while you were watching the hospital today? Were you trying to?
I was doing a little work. Yeah. A little work during hospital. But I'm sorry.
You've missed some real setting details.
I have. I'm sorry. I know that's disappointing to you.
Well, next time they show a scene with a bedroom, see if you can. Uh-huh. It's like it's a cut into the headboard.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Like a little shelf or something. And I thought, I think they just got decorative stuff. And I was just thinking like, God, if that were ours, there'd be like dirty coffee cups and Pringles cans. And it would be so tempting to just fill that with
a little cubby.
Kleenex and like it'd be disgusting.
Used Q-tips.
Oh God, yeah, they probably would be. That's awful. But nail clippers, you know.
Oh gosh.
So I'm just saying, if that's what you were planning on getting us for Christmas, then I send it back, because we are not candidates for that. We will not. It will not stay decorative in our world.
You do not have the sort of lifestyle that.
Well, you know how like side tables end up being just catch-alls for all.
I sure do. Gia. Yeah.
It's disgusting. And luckily, the cat over here comes along and knocks all my stuff off.
Yeah.
Pretty much every night, so I kind of have to clean up because she's such a cat. She delights in like, well, how far can I push that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it fell. No. What a shock.
She looks at you.
Yeah. It's like, what? I don't know. Where did the pen go? I have no idea, Mom. And your glasses too, huh? Anyway, okay, so that was a good kind of interesting scene. I like what you brought up about they want us to re-examine things. And so maybe they're being a little clunky about making these changes.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the vibe.
Yeah, they're trying to like take it beyond just that sort of superficial layer, you know?
Yeah. Right.
I guess that's good. What did you think about, well, I don't even know if this is interesting, but
that's there was,
I know, point taken. They were taught, let's see, who was it? Brooklyn, Chase, Finn, the whole Coney Island thing and Gregory.
And keeping Dad from going on it. Yeah. I was like, oh, that is going to be a bummer for him. And and why I just once again I felt like, are they like reading my thoughts? Because I felt like we had so many situations with my dad where we were trying to like gently dissuade him from some cockamamie trip idea or something in latter years, and in retrospect now I'm like, I kind of feel like, well, we should have just let him, like, what the hell, what if he fell and broke a hip, whatever, you know. We're all cautious adult children, and we were picturing the worst. Like, what if something happens and he has to be hospitalized somewhere? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, what if it didn't happen? You know?
Right. And it all translates to that person that you think you know better, you know?
Right.
That's their takeaway that you don't think they could actually make their own decisions.
Right. But a lot of times they can't. I mean, I guess that's the thing, is it got to a point with my dad where we really felt like he wasn't thinking, it's not clearly isn't the right word, but his younger self would have been like, what are you nuts, thinking you're going to be able to pull that off, you know? You know what I mean? But he just so desperately still wanted to do a lot of things.
You know, it reminds me, and my dad was certainly healthy enough back in this, at this point. Remember when I went to a bar with my dad and my brothers to see you and your husband play their band.
The worst, sketchiest bar, basement bar in all of Maine, I think. Yeah.
And my dad really only likes classical music.
Yeah, really. And this was not, it wasn't me. It was like my husband's band, right? I don't think I was even playing, right?
Oh, that's true. Were you not playing in the at that point?
No, no. I think that was the other band, and they were not very good. yeah, I do remember that. And they'd gotten that gig at that place, and it was so, like, not the right place for the kind of music they were playing. And, yeah. But anyway, what about that?
Well, I was thinking my dad just, he wanted to be with us, you know, so he sort of sacrificed his own comfort level just because, you know, I think
we
that was
sacrificed our comfort level that night.
Amen to that.
I just remember, didn't one of your brothers get pretty lit in the back? I can't remember.
Yeah.
There's always one.
I think they're trying to set me up with like the bartender or something. I don't know.
Oh my God. That was so long ago. I forgot about that. Yeah. But that was was it in Portland? I think it was.
Yeah. Wasn't it like Geno's or someplace like that? Wasn't that the name of it?
I wonder if that still exists. But
I think it might.
It was quite the little hellhole.
It was a dive.
You may be lovely. But it was just a crapo night.
All the bouncers, once again, high bouncers. Yeah,
but that's very sweet about your father. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So I imagine some cringy moments when Finn breaks the news to Gregory.
Because Gregory, like, I think he would just want to be where everybody is. He doesn't have that much time left to spend with people, you know, so.
Yeah. But it all hits a little too close to home for me.
It's very
tricky when you get to that parenting your parent stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're trying to be respectful, but you're also trying to, like, look out for danger or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the worst doesn't happen, and the worst is going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be cringy and hard. Mm-hmm.
It is going to be cringy and hard.
And now we have to worry that Finn might drink again. Or, I mean, he wasn't a drinker. He was a pill popper, wasn't he?
I guess. Yeah, I guess he was.
He was hooked. He was hooked on some prescription, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I still feel like we haven't been given an explanation for where Chase's mother is in all of this.
No, we haven't. We haven't been, they haven't referred to her at all.
Seems like that, since she was such a huge part of that plot, and like, like they had a perfect moment to mention it today when Finn and Chase were talking about how Finn was a shithead to his father.
Yeah.
For so long. And that was over the Chase's mother.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah.
That could have been like the perfect. And it's such a shame that mom is out of the country or whatever.
Right. Yeah. All they need is like one or two lines just to sort of tie that up. But
anyway.
Anywho.
So we've had that. I don't know what else. Mm-hmm. Do we have anything else big that we needed to? Jordan and Sonny had a little chat.
Yeah, Sonny going around still trying to get people to take his money.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, and I did it seem like Jordan was persuaded? Did she say something?
She seemed guarded still, but not as, like, she didn't just dismiss him out of hand the way Laura did.
No, but it seems like as soon as she talks to Laura, that's going to put the kibosh on it. Yeah.
And then we had Drew talking to Jordan. Ugh, more of this.
I know. Oh, so bad. So bad.
Oh, well. And then we had a little more progress on the Drew and Nina romance.
Nina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I loved how when Nina said, when she went over and spoke to Drew and Willow and it went well, And then when she came back, she said something to Valentine about before I like asked her out to lunch and don't, you know, and
I know.
I love that she realizes how pathetic she is, you know, because like, yeah, that's good too.
Yeah, it's good when she does have a bit of self-awareness, you know, because that shows progress, you know, I think, because she hasn't always been aware of how she comes off.
Yeah, so but
at least she's catching herself now.
Yeah, so that was kind of funny. But anyway,
yeah,
I don't hate Nina. Like for a while, Nina was like just bugging the crap out of me. But now I enjoy her now.
Yeah, and I think you've persuaded me to enjoy her too. I think I would have been a little slower to come around.
Wicked flawed, but
yeah, But
it's like kind of a, I don't know. Yeah, the self awareness and the kind of, she's a little bit of a clown. She's got a little bit of a clown in her.
She does have, I think she does have love for people. I think
she does. She's just so, she just is, everything's out of proportion with her, you know, like, her impetuous nature makes her do stupid things, and then she'll compound everything with more stupid things. Constant desperation. Yep.
Yeah. It does sort of, it makes you wonder, like Sonny, he genuinely had feelings for her too.
He did. He turned him right off like a spigot.
He flipped a switch and is there a possibility? 'Cause that would be interesting too, if somehow he could come back around. And it was interesting when Jason and Carly were talking about him and his medication and stuff. And then Carly said, you know, maybe it's more than that, you know, maybe it's because
she pointed out that he'd been different since, you know, since Nixon Falls.
Yeah. And what if he got like a tapeworm or something, like eating part of his brain? Like,
I did not see that coming.
Well, partly that's inspired by like Robert Kennedy Jr. or something on TV was saying that he had like a worm or a something in his like brain about, that it like, died.
Like, seriously? Well, that would explain some stuff, I guess. Like, defense, you know?
Yeah. But it would be interesting if Sonny did have something else going on, right? Like a tumor or something that was affecting his behavior.
The tumor defense.
Yeah,
I could compound that. Yeah, they can compound bipolar plus tumor plus tapeworm.
Yep. A whole cocktail of shit going on in his head.
And now he's going to have Natalia all up in his business.
I don't like those two interacting. I don't feel good about that. But
how did you feel about Carly and Brennan interacting?
No, I didn't feel good about that either. I think Carly
he's quite cheeky.
He is cheeky, but he's also a dick. I think.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you do. But I felt like Carly was sort of, she was thinking she was like smarter than he is. And
she was giving him way too much information. I was like, I don't
think that was a good move, and I'm sure Jason wouldn't like that either.
Jason be shaking his head again, like, oh my
God. So I'm not sure what was gained from that. You know,
no, but we got just more time with Brennan, and that was good. So
you like that? Yeah, that was for you.
Although he said something at one point, and he used "was" instead of "were."
Oh, did that kill the pants feeling?
A little bit. Dulled it a little bit. I don't know. I feel like maybe I guess I need to Google that, and I don't have like the justification for when it should be were instead of was.
I know. I'm always sort of struggling with that too.
I'm pretty sure it was incorrect the way he used it.
Yeah. I might have to rewatch this episode because I need to look at the headboard apparently, and
the light fixtures,
Sasha's apartment.
Yeah, the wallpaper. Yep.
And listen to Brennan and his was were.
It was just one sentence. I don't know if it's really okay. worth going back, but whenever I hear stuff like that, I'm transported back to high school English, and I'm And I don't know. I can't move beyond it. It's hard.
For me
sometimes. Yeah. Well, but nobody likes you when you bring stuff like that up, you know, in person, like point out some.
No, they don't. They don't seem to.
But I can tell you just because it's just you.
Just me. Just between us. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a safe space, Gia.
Yeah, I think it is. It really is. Well, I think that's about all I've got. Nothing too big, but I'm liking the direction of things overall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Me too. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
We're a couple of satisfied customers today.
That makes two of us. Apologies to anyone listening. They may not be so satisfied. They're like, well, what just happened?
Us, but, I mean, satisfied with the show.
Sure, with the show. Yeah, perhaps not our breakdown of the show.
Yeah.
It was more of just a breakdown.
Not our mental breakdown, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we give and we give. And
We do. We do, Gia.
Mm-hmm. What more can we do? Anyway, thanks for letting us come on early, and I'll try to get my act together and keep it to a schedule after this. But anyway, keep watching, everybody. And
yep. Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us. And
just avoid the tapeworms if at all possible.
I think that's the takeaway from all of this. There's tapeworms everywhere.
That's just good. Sound everywhere. Advice to avoid them. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think we say it enough, you know. I hope you say it to your husband next time he marches out the door. Maybe wait till he's by the car and scream out the door.
Don't talk to any tapeworms today, for God's sake.
Keep your orifices closed.
Clenched tightly. Okay, we better go now.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.